Back in July, we brought you the story behind the 1999 hit All Star by Smash Mouth. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. We told you how the band's one non-sports fan wrote the sports anthem of a generation, but we didn't have time to tell you how a member of Smash Mouth took a stand to save one of this country's most beloved sports venues. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
Back in 1999, Fenway Park was in danger.
Its future was very much in doubt. It seemed like you maybe had a couple years left.
That's CBS Boston sports writer Michael Hurley. It may be hard to remember now in the era of green monster seats, $10 craft beers, and quadrennial championships, but back then the stadium wasn't exactly posh. Models had already been made for a new Fenway Park.
It seemed like it was going to happen.
Enter Smash Mouth. 2 months after the release of All Star, Smash Mouth was invited to perform at Fenway before the 1999 Home Run Derby. The band was excited. Well, most of the band.
You know, I know it meant a lot more to the other guys.
That's Greg Camp, the band's non-sports fan who wrote the song All Star.
But I understand it. I know what it is. It's like me if I were to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something, or a museum that had a bunch of microphones in it. That's cool to me.
But then Greg arrived at the ballpark.
And I was like, this place is cool, man. What do you want to rip this whole cool place down for?
The performance began. Smash Mouth was on a stage in front of the right field bleachers, playing before a crowd of baseball fans who were presumably looking forward to a day in the not-so-distant future when they could watch a game in a seat wide enough for a late 20th century human. And then Greg Camp took the microphone.
I said something about, say, Fenway, and everyone booed me. I got booed for saying that, and then the only thing that I saw was a billboard that said Dunkin' Donuts, and I went, Dunkin' Donuts, and everyone went, yay!
But is it possible that Greg's stand on behalf of Fenway Park started to change some minds, ultimately marking a turning point in the effort to save America's most beloved ballpark? Probably not.
And the funny thing is, I didn't know that they saved Fenway until you told me that. I thought they ripped that place down and put up a new one.
No, yeah, Fenway Park's a big deal.
Yeah, well, good. It's all because of me, and you're welcome.
Well, maybe not so fast. If you look back at old blog posts and newspaper articles, you'll find a few short mentions of Smash Mouth's Fenway Park performance. These stories confirm a couple key details: that Save Fenway Park was shouted, that the crowd booed. But these stories say that Smash Mouth's heroic member was not Greg Camp. They say it was lead singer Steve Harwell. Of course, we had to try to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, Steve Harwell, lead singer and co-founder of Smash Mouth.
So Greg told me that he shouted, "Save Fenway Park." Do you remember that happening?
No, I don't remember that, honestly. Pretty much, I was probably hammered at that time. Just to be honest with you.
Because Greg told me it was him, but then I read some old newspaper accounts that said it was you, so I wasn't sure who should get the credit for saving Fenway Park.
I always get the credit. You understand that? Daddy always gets the credit.
It's a mystery that perhaps never will be, or never should be, solved. But the next time you're watching the Red Sox, enjoying a $13.50 turkey tip sandwich, you can give a little thanks to Smash Mouth, someone from Smash Mouth, for standing up to save Fenway Park.
That's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.